For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Joe Biden continues to make headlines for a comment that seems to equate Trump supporters with garbage. The remark came in a response to a comedian's joke about Puerto Rico during a Trump rally.
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
Former President Donald Trump offered this response today in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. You just can't. And you can't be president if you hate the American people. And there's a lot of hatred there.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today that the remark was taken out of context.
So he was regarding to the comedian, and I quote, "I refer to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at the rally don't reflect who we are as a nation." He does not view Trump supporters or anybody who supports Trump as garbage. That is not what he views.
Election Day is Tuesday. PepsiCo plans to close 4 U.S. bottling plants and lay off nearly 400 workers as part of its efforts to streamline its operations. The company said the closures will impact workers in Cincinnati, Chicago, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Atlanta. Earlier this month, PepsiCo said its North American beverage sales fell 3% in the third quarter as consumers pulled back on buying its drinks and snacks. A nationwide debate continues after a university's female volleyball team forfeited a match, presumably because of a male athlete on the opposing team. Other universities followed suit and forfeited. AFN's Bronson Woodruff has more.
The Utah State women's volleyball team announced on October 2nd it would not compete in a scheduled match against San Jose State, scheduled for October 23rd. The university didn't say officially why it forfeited, but speculation has been because of San Jose's male athlete, Blair Fleming. Kylie Ray is the Utah State volleyball co-captain. Ray went on Jenna Ellis in the Morning on AFR and said it seems it should just be common sense for men to not be allowed to compete against women, but that for some reason it is not.
And seeing now today Title IX being attacked, I just feel such a strong responsibility. I mean, sports have given me my life and nothing short of it.
Ray also added there is an additional risk for physical injury when playing against men.
Especially in volleyball. You know, in sports like swimming and track, no one is necessarily put at risk. There's an obvious performance advantage, particularly with concussions. The rate of concussions goes up dramatically. I mean, the angle, the height that these transgender players are attacking at, it's just not comparable to the other women on the floor. And it can lead to some pretty dangerous situations. And we've seen that across the country already start to happen.
She added Riley Gaines taught her something.
The louder you stand for truth, the more people that are going to disagree with you. And I've learned so much through this process. But it has helped me to stand by my convictions and my beliefs that women's sports should be for women.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
In final news, tomorrow is Halloween. Not every family participates, but some do, and others allow their kids to dress up for fall festivals or trunk or treats. Either way, Fox's Anna Eliopoulos has tips for you and your family.
Make sure costumes won't cause safety hazards and that everything you're wearing is fire resistant. If your kids are out past dark, make sure they have some reflective tape on them or their bag, or give them glow sticks to make them more easily seen. While out on the streets, be careful. Children are more than twice as likely to be hit by a car and killed on Halloween than any other day of the year, and adults should be accompanying young children.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net.